This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight right here as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group Tampa flagship station and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, across the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active-duty military and our veterans. And let's not forget about the first responders, our EMS, firefighters, and police, our hospital and ER room workers, also our 911 dispatchers, Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. To everybody that's out there working right now, regardless of what you're doing, how you're doing it, or where you're doing it, thank you so very, very much for keeping America moving along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, also on Parler, the Captain's America Third Watch, and on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget, you can check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And we've got Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com with us. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
All righty. Now, don't know who's on the line, but do you want to take a caller here and see what they're up to?
Sure.
Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Fred from Colorado.
Yes, sir.
We are glad here, the three of us both got rid, that they got rid of that deadbeat Esper from DOD. He was a DUP, and anyone the president puts in will be better than that. Somebody's got to, like, say, stand up to the Chi-Coms and say, no, we're not taking this. We're not going to take this from you. You're going to hell. We don't take this. And that's what's going on. They're replacing everything America stands for. That's what's going on.
I know.
Somebody's got to stand up to them and say, no, that's it. And we're not going to have this. And the congressmen and stuff, they're bowing down to them, it looks like. And they don't want to talk about it. They don't want to talk about it.
Okay.
Or they bow down directly.
All
we
right.
want somebody to do something. Thanks
right.
a lot. We get it done.
All right. Okay. Now, I don't know what we're going to do other than, by the way, Saturday in Washington, D.C., they're having a big march from the Supreme Court over to the White House. They're trying to, you're billing it as a million-man march, but it's not going to be a million. It'll be in the thousands for sure, but what do you suppose that's going to do? Anything?
Well, you know, I kind of expect that because, I mean, we've had, you know, civilian-type or citizen-type grassroots rallies that have been pro-Trump for months. You know, in places that he didn't travel, they had their own, so... that's okay. I mean, that's good. How many people will show up? I have no idea.
Well, I know George the Godfather is leaving here with his motorcycle to go up that way. It's going to be a little wet on the way up there, George. He's going to have rain all the way to D.C., I'm afraid. By the way, Elizabeth Warren chimed in yesterday for the first time in a little while. She credits Joe Biden and his win to the most progressive economic platform ever coming our way.
Well, yeah, so do several others. And I will tell you that with the names like Ron Klain, Susan Rice, you know, some of these others, including Elizabeth Warren, including Bernie Sanders, including Pierre Buttigieg, that's exactly right. There's even talk of Rashida Tlaib.
Yeah.
The one that concerns me is Michelle Flournoy for the Department of Defense.
Yes, she's definitely an activist.
Well, she's quite the progressive.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And it worried me when Mattis had her on his short list to be his deputy.
Yeah.
But, you know, two things. One, this depends on Biden winning. The other thing depends on the Senate staying in control of the Republicans, because all of us cabinet positions have to have, you know, go through the nomination and vetting and approval process. So,
yep. Well, let me ask you a question. Now, the Democrats didn't gain any ground in the House of Representatives. They, in fact, lost seats, correct?
Correct.
We don't know how many seats they've gained, but it looks like as if it's going to be anywhere from 12 to maybe 14, somewhere in that area. Is that correct?
You mean the Republicans?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we will be down by what, a half dozen seats or thereabouts?
Yes. Now, it was Kevin McCarthy's contention that the Democrat caucus may not have enough to have the majority. It will be close. But the next thing is, if the Democrats do have the majority,
yeah,
that does not mean that they will vote in Nancy Pelosi as Speaker.
You bet. And I think that's a real possibility.
I have no idea.
Well,
I know that there's a lot that there are several Democrats that are pretty upset with her, so I know that's to be the case.
Now, what do you suppose the Black Lives co-founder wants to do with Joe Biden? She says, we want something for our vote. What do you suppose that's all about?
Well, she has already said to Biden, you owe us.
Mm-hmm.
So if you don't think that there was not kind of an operative coup, not only to Biden but on Trump, then you're mistaken.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more. Denise Simon from FoundersCo.com, and caller, hold the line there if you can. We'll be back to you. You'll be the first one up after the break here. We got to take a break, pay some bills, and I'll be back. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, broadcasting across the U.S. of A. and around the world, too, on the Internet and the satellite. I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged, in a sense, against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Ruth.
You sure are. This portion of the program, my conversation with Denise Simon, brought to you by our friends at Balance of Nature. Now, Balance of Nature is a wellness products company. They have a lot of things to offer, and you can find out what it is that they have by going to the website, balanceofnature.com. You can use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T, and save 35% on your order. Now, I take the Balance of Nature fruits and veggies, and they work very good for me because of the fact that I certainly don't eat the right kind of foods all the time, and I certainly don't get my daily requirement of fruits and veggies, never have, probably never will, but now I do because I take them in the form of a capsule, two capsules, one for the fruits, one for the veggies, and it works for me, and it's given me a little bit more pep in my step, makes me feel a little bit more vibrant, if you will, and got a little bit more energy than what I had and all that stuff, all the good things. Plus, it's helped to lower my blood pressure, and I've even lost some weight because I'm not snacking at night in the candy machine because I feel full. I guess that's because of the fact that when you have the fruits and veggies in you, that's the way it is. But here's the deal. Go to balanceofnature.com, use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T, save 35%. Or you can actually give them a call, too, at 800-246-8751. You'll speak with a health coach, and they'll help you answer any questions that you have. So, balanceofnature.com or 800-246-8751. Use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T, and save yourself some money, too. All right, Denise Simon, founderscode.com is with us. Hello.
Hello.
We're going to go to the phone line, and we've got Mel, who's been waiting patiently in Saratoga Springs. Yes, Mel, what's on your mind?
Yeah, that march, the rally, is the Stop the Steal march, or Stop the Steal rally. And I take it that you're kind of not encouraged to accept who it's been organized by, who was Alex Jones of InfoWars. But they started in Texas. They've gone through the Gulf Coast area, and they're going to be coming up the eastern seaboard through Georgia, the Carolinas, and on up until they get to D.C. I have a feeling it's going to be D.C. is going to be overwhelmed.
I kind of doubt that, and here's why. The weather is going to be terrible.
The storm system is going up that way, and it couldn't have happened at a worse time for a rally in Washington, D.C. That's just my thought.
Yeah, well, these are patriots. They're not going to be hampered by the weather. They're there to fight for this country.
I bet you they don't have the crowd they think they're going to have. You want to bet?
Captain, I'm in the racehorse business, and I'm not afraid of a devil.
I know, but they're just fair. We got too many fair-weather sailors out there, but... Yeah, I know about it, and I've mentioned it, and that's all I'm doing is just mention it because I can't go to it. I mean, I won't be able to. I do know people that are. I do know people that are. Okay.
All right.
Okay. Thank you. All right. Well, there's a rally in Washington, D.C. You going, Denise?
No, but I will tell you that the organizers put the event up on Eventbrite. So it would be easily emailed to everybody, and Eventbrite took it down.
Yeah. I think we know the reason why.
Yeah, of course.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it is what it is because the person that was mentioned by name has been barred from just about every social media platform there is out there, except for Parler, because that's where he's at now.
Oh, okay.
I know because I saw him over there with a couple of his posts, but it is what it is. But anyway, we'll move on because it is what it is. Now, excuse me, the Michigan election, where are we at with that? I've been hearing some different things. I got Ron Edwards coming on in about 30 minutes to tell us about that. But what are you hearing about Michigan?
Very little. I think a couple of the legal cases were denied. So, but I do know that the GOP has got quite the team in there, and they're virtually going county to county to county.
Mm-hmm.
Mostly because of Detroit. You know, that's one of the bigger indicators. So, where it really is here at this point is hard to say. They also have the contested hardware and software in Michigan. So where that is in the pipeline, I get kind of conflicting reports. It's kind of like one person says this, another person says that, but it's kind of like, well, which happened first so we know where we are? Or are they running concurrent? So I'm not qualified to say where it is, including any kind of hearings or, you know, halting votes or any vote count or ballot counting or what. So better ask somebody else that's closer to it.
Okay. Dr. Fauci. Has come out and said that he's supporting Joe Biden, and I think he's campaigning to be on his COVID commission or maybe be the fearless leader or something like that. Is that about right?
Sure.
Okay. Now, he said that's not the kind of thing you think about at medical school when he was talking about COVID-19, the vaccine and what was going on, whether or not it was going to work here, there, or anywhere. All right, we've got our favorite question asker on the phone line. Let's try to get him in there. Good morning, Backgammon Bob.
Yes, sir, Captain. I know they're going to hand recount the voting in Georgia. Are they also going to verify each ballot as to whether it was authentic or not? Okay, that's it.
All right, well, first of all, the verify, if he's talking about certification, that's supposed to come on November the 20th in Georgia, correct?
Correct, but that's separate. There's a recount, then there is an audit, and then there would be a certification. So we don't know if what the game plan is of the recount and the audit. I'm not qualified to say, as I said a few minutes ago.
Mm-hmm.
They're two distinct things. The recount and the audit are not the same.
Mm-hmm. All right, hold that thought. We've got one more caller here. We'll try to get in. Is this Ian?
Yeah, I just got a couple questions, and then I'll hang up.
Sure.
One, are you surprised that Fauci's for Biden? I mean, is this are you shocked by this?
No,
I mean,
no.
And the Eventbrite thing that you mentioned.
Yep.
Not only did they took it down, they lied and said it was canceled. They put out this information. It wasn't enough.
Wow.
Take it down, they lied and said, well, no, it's canceled. No, it's not canceled. But my real question is, I mean, you guys have been talking about the election and vote counts and all this legal challenges. That's great. Me, personally, I'm going to ask you, seriously, rhetorical question. You all believe we're going to have free and fair elections ever again?
No.
I mean, they stole this thing with technology, okay? And yet, what do you think? Do you think this is a one-off? They're never going to do this again.
No.
Because it was only
all right. Let's let Denise answer the question, and thank you for the call, Ian. Okay, no, technology is here to stay. It's not going to go away, and they'll try it again and again and again and again and again.
The only thing that I think can possibly kind of fix this, and the operative word is possibly, is if all states have the same vote election architecture.
Okay.
So, you know, you got different kinds of voting machines out there. You got different state legislatures that have done, you know, different stuff with early voting and mass mailings and absentees and, you know, all this other kind of nonsense. There needs to be a kind of a single system. Now, how that happens, I don't know. Because, I mean, this is, you got the 10th Amendment.
Yeah.
We have a federalist system of government.
Yep.
Congress can take some action, but I think the limits of their action is very interesting to me. But I would have to say it's the most sacrosanct thing that we have. I mean, it's our one little bit of power.
Right.
And if you listen to Tucker Carlson last night, he was really attacking this whole thing, and he had Jonathan Turley on there, and you know, we've lost confidence. I don't know if we can go through two or three more election cycles that we can regain the confidence. I've never had any kind of confidence. I mean, if you know, in the Middle East, they take, you know, they take the vote by the fingerprint. I'm almost beginning to think that they do a better job than we do.
All righty, we'll let you go. Here comes the music, and we got George on the line here. I'll mention everybody what's going on there, but talk to you tomorrow.
Yes, sir.
Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com, and George the Godfather is saying there'll be another rally next Saturday called the Ride for Freedom in Washington, D.C. So next Saturday they'll have another rally in D.C. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S. patented Made in America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Georgia is heading to a recount. The state of Georgia will hand count every ballot cast in the 2020 presidential election, according to Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger.
With the margin being so close, it will require a full by-hand recount in each county. This will help build confidence. It will be an audit, a recount, and a recanvass all at once.
The counting of more than 5 million votes will need to be completed by November 20th, the state's deadline to certify election results. Earlier in the day on Wednesday, President Donald Trump was declared the winner of Alaska's three electoral votes, taking the state with 57% of the vote compared to former Vice President Joe Biden's 37%. Alaska Republican Senator Dan Sullivan was also declared the winner in his bid for re-election. Election officials said results were delayed so long because workers needed time to verify precinct registers to guard against potential double votes. This is USA Radio News.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is time for our military and veterans news segment here, the Captain's America Third Watch, brought to you by our friends at the National Aviation Academy. Now, National Aviation Academy has got two campuses to serve you. We'll tell you where they're at, but give them a call at 800-659-2080 and ask to take the tour. Here's more about them right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has got a campus in Concord, Massachusetts, right outside Boston. The other one is down here in my backyard. It's in Clearwater, Florida, across the bay from me. I'm in Tampa. They're in Clearwater. And I would suggest that you call them up at 800-659-2080 and ask to take a tour of one of their campuses, whichever one's closest to you or whichever one you're thinking about going to. You'll get a chance to not only see what they have to offer, but you'll also get a chance to talk to the instructors, the students, find out what the daily routine's all about, the whole nine yards, and I'm telling you, it's really going to make a difference in your decision. That's the best way to do it. That's why, you know, when young people go off to college, they tell you to come and take a tour of the campus. So that's why. And you do the same thing with National Aviation, and you'll know what's going on. Now, the website again, naa.edu, that's naa.edu, or give them a call at 800-659-2080. 2080. Now, a very significant thing happened in the U.S. Senate. They approved a bipartisan bill, H.R. 8276, introduced by U.S. Representative, two of them, Stephanie Murphy from Florida, Dan Crenshaw from Texas, and Michael Waltz, also from Florida, all three military veterans. And they authorized the President of the United States to posthumously award the Medal of Honor to Army Sergeant First Class Alwin Cash for his actions in Iraq on October 17, 2005. Now, the bill will waive a federal law that generally requires the Medal of Honor be awarded within 5 years of the actions that formed the basis for the award. Reason being is we didn't know all the information until just in the last few weeks. Now, the bill, which had been passed by the House of Representatives back on September the 22nd, will now be handed to the president to be signed into law. Once the president signs it, the Department of Defense will be in a position to formally recommend to the president that he award Sergeant First Class Cash the Medal of Honor. Now, Congresswoman Murphy said, "I'm so grateful the Senate passed our bill to pave the way for the president to award Alwin Cash the Medal of Honor. We are now very close to recognizing this unbelievably heroic soldier who saved his men with our nation's highest award for combat valor, which he earned beyond the shadow of a doubt." Well, from what I found out about it, I totally, totally agree. Now, did you hear about the Polish president? On Monday, in Warsaw, Polish President Andrzej Duda ratified the Poland-United States Enhanced Defense Cooperation Agreement, known as EDCA, during a ceremony held at the presidential palace. Now, the agreement provides for a further increase in the number of U.S. troops stationed in Poland and the establishment of a new legal framework for their presence in the country. Now, the conservative government has had close ties with the U.S. during the Trump administration, and this move will cement them even further. Nevertheless, President Duda stated that despite the closeness of the two current administrations, the bilateral relationship would not change under a Biden administration. Now, he says, "I believe our partnership is above political divisions," Duda said during the Warsaw ceremony, putting any fears to rest. "We're waiting for the new U.S. president to take office." That's from the Polish president. And I'll take him at face value. I believe he's a man of his word, and he is turning out to be one of the best friends we've ever had. Now, Veterans Day was yesterday. It was an opportunity for the country to reflect on the service of those willing to put their lives on the line to protect the values that we hold most dear. And for those that served, it was a chance to recall their military careers. It was also a day to look back at the motivations behind joining one of the four branches. Because to some, military service was a family tradition. For others, it was a fresh start. Now, I wound up yesterday, because I could not get down to Lakewood Ranch for the event there. The bridge was closed, and I found out about it way after the fact because I thought I could scoot over the bridge before they closed it. But it didn't work that way, so I got caught in traffic, and it cost me almost an hour of trying to get through the booth, turned around, and back the other way because I had no idea the bridge had been closed, and they didn't announce it right off the bat, so a whole bunch of us got caught in that deal. So I instead decided to go to where my plan B was, and that was Mission Barbecue up on Waters Avenue. And I went up there, and there was probably, 25, 30 veterans that were there, motorcycle group. I think it was wasn't the Patriot Guard, it was the American Legion Riders. They were there. And an American Legion post was there. They were the color guard. And then I sat with our friend Fred, who served in World War II, Korea, and Vietnam. He got out of the military in 1970, and he had 43 years in the military in those three branches. He did the Navy, then he did the Air Force, And for a short time, I think he was either attached to the Marines or in the Marines. I don't know which. But anyway, 43 years, and he was there with us. And he was the hit of the day. And he had his lovely wife with him, too. And it was very nice to see them and talk to them. But that's what it's all about. That's what it's all about. Those guys, they what they did, the greatest generation, it can never be done again by anybody. Anybody. They did things that we can only imagine. We're good at what we do today with the modern warriors, but wow. All I can say is wow. Every time I hear somebody talk about World War II, what they did and how they did. And he was on a destroyer escort in the Navy, which kamikaze plane tried to take them out. That didn't happen. Came close, but it didn't happen. And they had encounters with submarines and all sorts of things. But their ship survived, and he survived, and that's all that matters. Now, President Trump vowed to draw down the troops in Afghanistan. And the appointment of retired Colonel McGregor, who is going to be put in charge of the troop drawdown in Afghanistan, leads us to believe that that's going to happen one way or the other. Now, it's interesting because it's one of the things the president said to get out of needless wars and this, that, and the other. That's, of course, the longest one. We've been there for 20 years, going on 20 years anyway. And it's just something that we'll see what happens there. And now, I will tell you that everybody believes the Democrats and Joe Biden and company are going to get us into another war because they're the ones that always seem to create a way to get us into something. And all I can say is we'll see. Now, we also know that Vladimir Putin is closing restaurants, clubs for 2 months starting Friday the 13th of November, shutting them down. There'll be no events anywhere in public for anybody except in their own backyard. Wow. Wow. That's all I can say. Herd mentality works, folks. If you don't believe me, go ask the people in Sweden. Okay. We're coming back. Chris Markowski on the hook.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what...
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Oh,
on
yeah.
AM 860.
Yeah, you do, you do. And here we is right here, and we're talking to you. And by the way, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends over at Auto Glass America. Now, don't forget, if you're like Chris Markowski and you drive around and people are throwing rocks at you, okay, you can you can find out that you got gold waiting in your windshield. Because if you give it an inspection today, if it's chipped or cracked, you'll get $100 put right in your hand when you had that windshield replaced by Auto Glass America. Now, they'll handle your windshield needs and give you a lifetime warranty on the car, the truck, or the van that you're driving. And if you're in Florida, Florida Comprehensive Insurance is required to do that. Now, from Fort Myers to Orlando to Gainesville to Tampa, Sarasota, and surrounding areas, including Port Charlotte, Auto Glass America will come to your home or office, process your insurance claim, give you a premium quality windshield, a lifetime warranty, and $100 dropped right in the palm of your hand when you mention me, the captain. Just give them a call, 813-96-GLASS. That's 813-96-GLASS for Auto Glass America. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. Now, I was having a little fun at your expense there, Mr. Wall Street. But, you know, you used to drive around and dump trucks would drop off a rock and you might hit you in a windshield and you'd have a big old crack and you'd be going, oh, no, not that again.
I know, it's such a pain in the neck. Something kicks up and hits your windshield, and at least these companies are great. They come to your office, they come to your house.
Yep.
They get done for you. It is quite convenient, without a doubt.
Now, the Georgia Secretary of State, Brad Raffensperger, yesterday ordered a recount of all 5 million ballots cast in the presidential election to check initial results showing whether or not Joe Biden has actually won by some 14,000 votes. Now, what's interesting here is while a state election board rule requires recounts to be conducted by rescanning ballots on computers, They're actually going to do that, plus they're going to audit because the audit rules call for a human review of printed text on ballots. So they're going to be doing the hand recount, the audit, and rescanning the ballots, which is now effectively a statewide recount to be conducted by hand in all 159 county election offices.
That's a lot. Yeah, some serious work that they're putting in there. The issue is okay, to be, you know, Georgia that they've got to deal with, and we'll see how this goes about affecting also the Senate races as well. But we're also going to have to deal with the other states and what's going to happen there. At this point in time, is there enough? Now you're getting people coming out saying that, you know, even if there is fraud, it's not going to be enough to overturn the election. Karl Rove coming out yesterday. So we shall see. My point is this, is that if there's any fraud out there at all, you want to root it out and you want to make the elections what they're supposed to be. You want to have people that, when people have faith in the overall system. I basically take the same tact that Kristi Noem had, the governor of South Dakota, when, you know, she basically told George Stephanopoulos is that, hey, listen, you know, if we win, we win, we lose, but let's just make sure it was done the right way.
Now, the Georgia Secretary of State also announced that he'll use his emergency powers to postpone the December 1st scheduled statewide runoff for public service commissioner. Now, they're supposed to certify the ballots in Georgia on November the 20th, and that's up in a year, too. But the runoff will now coincide with the federal runoff elections for U.S. Senate on January the 5th. So the public service commissioner will be voted on at the same time they're doing the two U.S. Senate races.
Okay, so this has nothing to do with the Senate race. This is just another race, correct?
That's correct.
Okay. I was going to say the Senate race would be a difficulty. For the life of me, man, I don't understand why it's so hard. Why is this so difficult? It's something that we've been doing here for over 200 years in this country, and now we're having a difficult time counting ballots. To me, it's pretty pathetic.
Well, the Trump campaign has got a stack, literally a stack, of signed affidavits from witnesses alleging voter fraud in five different states. Michigan we're going to hear about, Nevada we're going to hear about, Pennsylvania we're going to hear about, Georgia we're going to hear about, and it looks like Wisconsin we're going to hear about because of the comment that the former governor Scott Walker made when he said that there were 200% more ballots cast than there were registered voters.
How is that pop 200%?
That was his words, not mine. Mm-hmm.
There's 200% more. So there's three times as if there's 100,000, let's say if there's 100,000 eligible voters, there were 300,000.
That's
people that voted.
What it sounds like. That's what he said. Those are his words, not mine. That's what he said.
Mm-hmm. Massive fraud. I mean, that's massive. Mm-hmm. If that's the case, and that is something that most certainly one needs to get to the bottom of. I don't know about this, and I didn't hear about this. To me, that would be.
He said it Monday. He said it on Monday.
Mm-hmm. This would be one of the biggest scandals of all time if that was the case.
Yeah. But again, he said it on Monday, and I don't know anything about it, whether it does or not. All right. Now, George, the Godfather is saying, are they going to do anything to Stacey Abrams if she gets caught for voter fraud again? Well, she got a civil penalty the last time around and had to pay a fine, remember?
Yeah, but nothing will happen. Again, it's part of the DNC establishment now. So anything that's done is going to be just like that, a slap on the wrist, and everybody walks away.
Yeah, she's going to be the secretary of something if he gets in. So that's where we're at. Yeah. Which leads me to another statement. A lot of people, and here's something here. One of our listeners is chiming in. This is Andy, and Andy's up your way. Andy's in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. He's saying, ask the watchdog, what are the chances that Donald Trump gets reelected?
I don't think that there's a very big chance right now. I really don't. I'm being honest. I think that there was a lot of fraud that took place, but I don't know if there's going to be enough to overturn this election. So no, I don't think that the chances are very high.
Yeah, they can't have a new election. They can take ballots away or take votes away if they can do that. They can nullify certain categories of votes the way they were brought in, like the ones after 8 o'clock at night in Pennsylvania. They can take all those and say, well, they don't count because they came in after the date by law or the time by law. So, but that's about it.
Yeah, there's not much they can do. But again, if you can root out as much fraud as possible, that's definitely a step in the right direction.
I can tell you this much. Yesterday, the president did get Alaska officially. They gave him Alaska. They didn't
I saw that.
Yeah, they didn't certify the vote, but they called it for him. So that's three more electoral votes. And Real Clear Politics still has not got Joe Biden above 259, by the way.
It's interesting. They have to certify all these things.
Right.
You know, I don't know when that eventually happens. It's different for each state, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, it starts this coming week. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So once that gets done, then you're going to see a little bit more of a things are going to solidify to some degree. I know the Biden camp is none too happy. They want to start getting security briefings that they haven't been getting yet.
Well, sorry. I mean, until the GSA gets the orders from the White House, and until somebody certifies him as a winner somewhere, it's not going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
So,
Yeah.
So, too bad, so sad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, that's what they're dealing with right now.
Now, financially, the markets still aren't seeing anything negative in what's going on here. I mean, I'm still seeing some numbers that are working out pretty good here.
I think a lot is riding continually on the vaccine coming out and return to normalcy, hopefully, in 2021. It is, you know, looking a little frightening here. Some of Biden's advisors are actually suggesting shutting down the country again, the whole entire country, for the next 6 weeks, which would not be a lot of fun, that's for sure.
Now, I want to ask you really quick here. The Pfizer CEO, Albert Bourla, apparently pocketed $5.6 million when he sold stock. Was that insider trading in Pfizer?
No. He has stock in the company, and they have normal programs where they sell on a regular basis to diversify their holdings in their portfolio. There's nothing illegal about that at all.
Okay, here comes the music. I can't wait to talk to you tomorrow and see what's going on, because keep your rain boots, Andy. You got lots of rain coming your way.
Yeah. I've been pouring here.
Yeah, well, it's going to pour some more. I'll see you tomorrow.
You got it.
Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is his website. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Go over there and check out all the different things that he has to offer. I'll be right back.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in Renatured Whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation to supporting detoxification to stabilization of blood sugar and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood. And it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit greenmeadowway.com. Greenmeadowway.com.